Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, the podcast that talks all about all things anime, all things manga, anything that you're kind of thinking Japan related, it's about anime, it's about manga, I'm going to be talking about it on this podcast, so be sure to subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. Down in the episode show notes, you'll find links to my Etsy shop where you can find a bunch of anime themed goodies for you to shop and enjoy. There's pin badges, there's stationery, there's keyrings and more. Whether you're a One Piece fan, a Jujutsu Kaisen fan, a Pokemon fan, a Mario fan or anything else, you'll find a goodie on the shop for you to check out. There's something for every anime and manga fan over there. The link is down in the footer in the show notes, so be sure to check out my Etsy shop, Chibiwee Merch on Etsy. So this time it's a little bit of a bonus episode for the podcast. So this week, at the time of recording this, I'm actually recording this on Friday the 15th of March, and this weekend it is St. Patrick's Day weekend, which although it's celebrated mostly everywhere I think now, it's a very key point of the calendar for Ireland. And yes, I'm not in Ireland anymore, but we lived there for a year and a half, nearly 2 years, and Ireland now has a very, very special place in my heart. It's one of my absolute favourite places. It's absolutely gorgeous. But before I rant on about how awesome Ireland is, I found an anime that we could all enjoy on St. Patrick's Day, which I think the actual bank holiday is this Monday, so it is the Saturday that I've released this, so you can watch this either on the Sunday or the Monday, maybe while you're working, maybe you're off like me for the bank holiday for St. Patrick's Day. But it's a little 11 episode anime that I found that is inspired and set in Ireland, specifically Galway, which is in the west of Ireland. So during my time living in Ireland, I never actually got the chance to go to Galway. But it is celebrated as almost one of the cultural and most beautiful places in Ireland. And all you have to do is kind of Google image it, and it is gorgeous. It is, to look at visually, it is absolutely stunning. There's like this country house or manor house. It's like all white in like the mountains, and it is absolutely gorgeous. But without further ado, let's dive into the anime. And let's find out what anime should we all be watching to celebrate. That's kind of like, celebrate St. Patrick's Day, that's kind of like a little love letter to Galway and to the rest of Ireland. So the anime is called Fractal, and it's an 11 episode Japanese anime created by Mandelbrot Engine, which is an artist collective consisting of critic and novelist Hiroki Azuma, screenwriter Mari Okoda, and director Yutaka Yamamoto. Sorry. The Japanese names are so easy to read in my mind, but hard to read out loud. But it aired in 2011 between January and March. I had a really fast kind of airing, but remember, I only said it's 11 episodes, so it's very quick. But the story takes place on an island resembling a 22nd century Ireland, Republic of Ireland, which is specifically inspired by and set in Galway, again, which is in a city in the west of Ireland. And it's a world ruled by Fractal, a satellite-based virtual reality and content delivery system, which ensures mankind's stability and prosperity. One day, Clayne meets a fleeting girl called Phryne, who disappears during the night, leaving only a pendant behind. When he is able to activate the pendant, which turns into a doppel, not entirely sure what that is, but it's called Nessa. So assuming it's kind of like some kind of like spirit or based, maybe like a little robot potentially, Clayne sets out on a journey with the girl-shaped avatar Nessa. Oh, there we go. I answered my own question. It's a little girl-shaped avatar, like a little robot, I guess, to look for Phryne and discovers the secret behind the Fractal system. So you might have guessed from me reading that I was also surprised. I've not watched this yet. I wanted to kind of save this. I discovered it and I want to save it for closer to St. Patrick's Day. So I am off on the Monday, the actual bank holiday of St. Patrick's Day. So I think I will be watching it Monday. It's a 4 hour, just under 4 hours, 11 episodes. So I might watch it in the background, kind of have it as a little love note to Ireland, my time in Ireland. But it looks gorgeous. From, if you're a Studio Ghibli fan, and if you are, you'll know what I mean when you kind of think about the design and style of the flying machines are in some of the series, and well, some of the movies that you'll see, they have a very certain stylistic signature to them. And when you watch the trailer for Fractal, it really has that kind of reminiscent Ghibli style from a technology point of view, but also partly from a beauty point of view. It is gorgeous to look at as a series, and it had a really short run. I'm not entirely sure if the actual series is from start to end. Like, I'm not entirely sure how the story kind of goes, but the actual trailer looks jam-packed of stuff. It looks very full for an 11 episode run, and some of the screenshots look very calm. It looks very cute. There's like little causeways, there's little brick walls everywhere. It looks very, very pretty. Again, very Ghibli-esque. But then when you watch the trailer, it's very action-packed, very futuristic. So it's kind of this weird mix, and I think that says a lot about Ireland as well. There's this kind of introduction of the old style of Ireland and the new style of Ireland that's getting very technological. That sounded ridiculous, but a little bit more up to speed, I guess. If you've been to Ireland, you'll know that it's a very laid back, it's very calm, it's a very relaxed country. And the people are some of the most friendly people I've ever met. They're so friendly, so relaxed. And the country matches that kind of vibe, the calm, relaxed vibe. And this kind of, the anime perfectly reflects that. It's gorgeous to look at. And it, on my anime list, I was going to say My Hero Academia then. On my anime list, it got a score of 6.92. So nearly 7, which I think is good. I don't ever use my anime list as the marker for whether I should watch an anime or not. I know a lot of people do, so there you go, there's your marker, I guess. I don't know if you have your own scoring system, whether that meets the requirement to watch it, but there you go, if it does, it does. If it doesn't, maybe give it a go anyway. But it looks great, it looks very futuristic, and it was featured on Irish Post as a kind of anime that features Ireland in a glorious way. But let's just talk about some of the comparisons between Galway and the anime that's kind of reflecting it. So back in 2011, Boards.ae and Fractal fan Sarius posted comparisons between the anime setting and actual spots in Galway City. And they are spot on. They are uncanny. It's so, so similar. The team behind the anime studied everywhere of Galway, from the city's trademark canals to Shop Street to the steeple. It's amazingly close. And you see this a lot. You see these comparisons a lot with Tokyo, a lot of the movies like Suzume and things like that. You see a lot of the comparisons between where they're actually set within Tokyo or Japan in general. And it's kind of awesome to see one that does one for Ireland, or one that's essentially close to me. So we've got one for the canals, and it is the specific angle of the photo and the specific angle that they've related that to in the anime is it's the same. It's identical. There's alternate Shop Street, which is essentially the exact same. The only difference is that there's like one big shop on the left that's been turned into two, and the colours are a little bit different. And then there's one of like a cityscape, but it shows St. Nicholas's steeple. And it shows there's like a close-up one, and the colour of the actual steeple point is the same, and the clock design and shape and everything is exactly the same. It is so, so detailed. Church Lane, the only difference here is that there's like a little, like, you know those like metal boxes that hold like wiring and things like that are really ugly? They didn't include that. But it's even down to like the style of the brickwork, how it's laid out, the bricks in the middle, how they're different. It's the exact same, and it's uncanny the how it's done. Mill Street crane statue that's in there. And even from a point of view of the politics side of it, or the government side of it. So the police cars within the anime, the police in Ireland are called Garda, or the Gardaí, and it's Garda, and the cars, the police within this anime fractal have Garda cars, and it says Garda on the outside. And that is very cool to say that is a very specific link to Ireland and to Galway. And it's very cool. There are moments where you kind of forget that this is a very futuristic anime from looking at the screenshots, but then there are moments where it throws you straight back in. And that's maybe a huge point about this, is to kind of look at this screenshot that I'm looking at right now while I'm speaking about this. It's kind of like the Garda car, which is very traditional Ireland. And then you've got this mix of what look like toys, but I think they're actually robots, that are surrounding the Garda car. And there's one that looks like a little dinosaur kind of thing, one that looks like a almost snake-like, and one that looks like a big eye with spikes on it that's red. And it's kind of bizarre. It's kind of, the anime looks very full of these robots and technological advancements that just, to look at the screenshot, you just would not know what's going on. So you do need to watch the anime to kind of get what is happening. But I thought what was really cool during my research for this is, shortly after the anime's original release, a group of people in Ireland grouped together to create a fan-made Irish dub of the first episode, which was shown at Galway's Acumacon convention in 2012. So, if you don't know, Ireland has its own language-specific language, like Gaelic, or it's specifically called Irish, I think. And they did an Irish dub of it, which is very, very cool. I love that a group of people came together to dub the first episode of this into the native language of Ireland. So that's very, very cute. Yeah, I love things like that. That's very, very cool. But yeah, this one, with it being a bonus episode, I'm going to wrap it up fairly quickly. But just a little recommendation. So check out Fractal. You can check it out on Crunchyroll. This isn't sponsored by them. I wish it was. That'd be great, but it's not. But yeah, check out Fractal. You can find it on Crunchyroll, which was actually quite surprising to me. This felt almost quite niche. It felt quite a niche anime to find. It's definitely not one that I saw that advert for. It's definitely not one that I found or come across before. So if you want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with more of an anime twist, definitely check out Fractal and let me know what you think about it. Find me on social media, find me on my Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that good stuff, all the stuff. And let me know what you thought of Fractal. And happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a Guinness. Wear something green. And yeah, just while you're watching it, kind of take a look at photos of Galway and Ireland and see the similarities. It looks uncanny. And I think on the next proper full episode of the podcast, next Friday, I think I'll start the episode off with a bit of a review of Fractal and see what my thoughts are. And yeah, have a great bank holiday weekend. Enjoy. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Chibi and Chilled Anime Podcast. Thank you so much for every listen and download. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so, so much. From one week to another, thank you. Please do leave a rating and a review on the podcast platform that you're listening on this to. It really does support the show. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. I cannot ask. If I ask one thing of you, I'd ask that. Please do leave a rating and a review. Even if it's not great, please let me know. You know, it's even a bad one. Well, bad press is always, what's the saying? Any press is good press, I guess. Oh, that rhymed. So a rating and a review would be great. It really does support the show. So thank you so, so much for whatever kind of review you do leave. Sometimes finding a birthday card or an occasion card can be a boring task. However, I have some anime themed cards on my thoughtful.co.uk creator profile, which is found in my links on social media. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a bunch of anime themed cards such as Studio Ghibli Happy Birthday cards and more, with my range being updated regularly. Each card is processed by thoughtful.co.uk, with shipping being fast, quick and efficient. You can shop my anime themed cards over on my Instagram, with my links being over on there. Just search Chibiweeb Anime and you'll find me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot. Please do leave a rating and a review down below. It really does support the show and it's free to do. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. If you're a subscriber, or if you're thinking of subscribing or starting the free trial on Apple Podcasts, I'll see you on Sunday for the next episode of the Chibi Piece exclusive Apple Podcast exclusive episode on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.